Okay, today's daf is daf ches and moikatan, and we're going to start from the last line on Zayin Mabez. The Gemara had just been talking about the Gerbera two makaros for the din that a Kohen does not have to go and see Negaim, a Tumas Aras. If he does, then he might have to paskin, but he has the option of not viewing the Nega on certain days, on Chasin, during his Shavah Brachas, and a person on a Chol HaMoed, on any part of the Moed, because that would ruin his Simchas Yantif, that would ruin his Shivas Yimei Mishnas. That's why a Kohen is allowed to forego going, and that's what the Gemara called the Kahuna Talia Milsa. It's all Tali on the Kohen, it's not Tali on the Metzias. So until the Kohen declares him to be a Metzora, so he's not a Metzora. So the Gemara had brought two Makaras. The first one, you see it was Vayikra Yud Gimel, Uva Yom Heira Ozbo, and on the day that it's shown to the Kohen, that was one pasuk, on that day, and if it's not shown to the Kohen, it's not going to be Tameh. The second pasuk brought was by Nige Batim, Vitziva HaKohen Upinu Es Abayis, that we know that before a Kohen declares a house to have Sara'as, you take everything out of the house, and then he'll look at it. Why? Because the Gemara says that elsewhere, that we don't want everything to have to be ruined. And the Torah is Chassam Amonash Yisrael, the Torah is Rachmanis on our property. So therefore, the Torah commands everything to be taken out of the house first, and then the bayis declared to have Tumas Sarah. So the Gemara says that if we wait and delay just to get the stuff out, which is Rishus, surely we would delay to get Lidvar Mitzvah for a Kohen on Chassan and Neshevet Brachas, or on anybody on a regal. So those are the two makoros that Gemara brought to teach us that a Kohen does not have to go see the Nega right away. So Rabbi Yehuda, last line, Mehasam lo gamrina, Rabbi Yehuda who brought the first makar, Rabbi brought the second one. Rabbi Yehuda brought the first makar from Upa Yom Hira Osbo, why doesn't he learn it from the second makar from Nige Batim, says the Gemara, the Chiddishu, because Nige Batim is a Chiddish, Da Eitzim Vavana Ba'alma lo Metamu V'Hacham Metamu. What's Mechudish about Nige Batim? So the Gemara says Eitzim Avanim are usually not Metameh, and here they are Metameh. What does that mean? So Rashi says Eitzim Pshutei Kli Eitz Lo Makabli Tuma. Straight wooden vessels are not Makabli Tuma. So therefore, those are the ones that are Tameh. If you have a house made out of wood, it's also going to become Tameh, even though you're using Pshutei Kli Eitz, which are usually not Tameh. That's how Rashi understands the Gemara. Yeah. So says the Tosfos alludes to it, but the Mishnah Malach writes, why does Rashi have to even come on to that? But he's explaining the Lashon of the Gemara, Eitzim Avanim Ba'alma. But what about Mechuber? That's the great, usually something attached to the ground cannot become Tameh. A tree cannot become Tameh. The other halachas doesn't apply to Mechuber. So here too, the Mishnah Malach wonders why Rashi doesn't say, or why the Gemara doesn't say Mechuber, Eitzim Avanim Ba'alma, unless you translate that to mean Mechuber. Okay. A house is called mechuber l'karka.
So board on the roof?
Board on the roof, everything, yeah, everything mechuber. Everything mechuber would be considered Tommy. But the Gemara specifically goes out of its way to say Eitzim Avanim. So the mechuber is the ikar according to the Mishnah Melech. Rav Shechter has a beautiful piece in Siman Beis in Eretz Tzvi where he discusses why I'm in Chiddush lo gamrinan. And what is a Chiddush? What is a Chiddush? Tosfos in Yevamos and Daf Zayin defines a Chiddush as Dover Hasoser Es HaKlal. Chiddush doesn't just mean, I wouldn't have known it. Every mitzvah is almost every mitzvah. Tefillin is a chiddush. Tefillin is a chiddush. And tzitzis is a chiddush. And everything's a chiddush because you wouldn't have known any mitzvah. That's not what chiddush means. Chiddush means davar hasoser es haklal. Something that goes against the normal rule. And that's exactly what it says here. You have to find something that goes against the normal rule. That's the definition of a chiddush. So why mi chiddush lo gamrinan? So Rav Shechter explains, the yisod drushes mamatzinu. All drushos, all the Yud Gimel Midos, and any time the Chachamim use a tool to darshan, Gzereshava, Hekish, Smuchin, it's all based on the principle, on the assumption that Kol HaTorah Kula in Yenechon. The entire Torah is really one unit, and you can darshan from one to the other. You can darshan that you have to hold your lulav straight up, and not upside down, from Atzei Shittim Omdim, because the wood in the Mishkan was straight up. What in the world does the Mishkan have to do with lulav? The answer is, the whole Torah can be looked at as one unit, and even different areas of halacha can be looked at together. And that's the pasuk that is often quoted in Parsha Shoftim, where the Pasuk says, Bein Dam Ladin, Bein Din Ladin, Bein Nega Lanega. You have to bring to the Shofate every case. Dam Dam, Din Din, Nega Lanega. And the Gra, the Deres El Yahu, on that Pasuk says, these are the three parts of Halacha, but it's all in one Pasuk. Dam Ladam is Isra Veheter, Dam Nida, and Dam. And Tohar, Din Ladin is Choshe Mishpat, and Negel and Nega is Tumentara. Those are the three areas of Halacha, says the Gra. But all of them, all Torah is split up, and it's all brought to the Kohen. But all of it is Inyan Echad. But once you have a Chiddush, why me Chiddush lo Gamrinan? Because what does Chiddush mean? It goes against the rule. How could you learn from something that goes against the rule? That's obviously not included. It's not specifically not included. So that's why Michidish lo gamridan. Gather Chiddush Ein Ratzon Lomar Isadich lo Hayisi Odeya, and he continues quoting Tosfos in Yevamos. Az Vada Iefshal Ladunim Enu Shema Matzinu. Shari Din Zeb Vada Ladunim Ein Enem Mitzuruf L'Shar Hadinim. Lios Chativa VeYichida Achas. Shari Ugufo Sozer Es Klalo. So that's the svara for Michidish lo gamridan, because it obviously is not part of the klal, and the klal of Kol Torah Kula Inyan Echad is the basis for all limudim. From one to the other, different areas in Torah. Okay, so let's go back to the second line now. So we explain why Rabbi Yehuda does not use the second makar of Nigei Batim. Rabbi Amar, then we go back to Shitas Rabbi. Rabbi who brought the second pasuk. Rabbi who brought Nigei Batim. What does he need two psukim for? What's wrong with the first pasuk of Ubayom Heira Osbo? So Gemara explains why he needs two psukim. Itzrich. Again, two psukim for what? Two psukim for the fact that a Kohen is allowed to delay and not go see the Nega right away. If it's Yimei HaMishneh, if it is Regel, he could delay it, and the Tumah is totally on his declaration, his Re'iyah and his declaration, and not on the Mitzias of a Nega being there. For Rabbi Amar Itzrich. Because if the Torah would have just said the first pasuk, I would have thought, fine for a Dvar Mitzvah, for Simchas Yantif, for Shiva Sivya Mishnah, for that I would have thought and realized that you're allowed to delay. But Ladvar Rishus, just for a Dvar Rishus, you're allowed to delay, just because he feels like it, for a Dvar Rishus, I would have thought not. That's why we quote the second pasuk of Nigei Batim, which is Mefurish, that you're allowed to delay by Dvarim Shel Rishus, because that pasuk says you're allowed to take all the stuff out of your house before it is declared to be a Bayis Shel Tzaras. So that shows even by Dvarim Rishus. By the way, Rav Hirsch, Rav Shaul Hirsch writes on Tazriya or Mitzora that this halacha proves that Tzaras is not a normal, regular illness. Because usually if somebody has a what we call leprosy or some type of illness like that, you'd want to quarantine them. You'd want to separate them off. You might be scared, germs. What do we dafka do here? We think this house might have saras. But what happens? We take everything out. Everything else. But we're not gonna, it doesn't have saras yet. Everything can go out of the house, and we're not worried about it's spreading. And then you can declare whether it's tami or not. But harai, this is not at least nigei batim. But he's saying it huadin for all saras. It's not what we normally think as a regular sickness. It's a spiritual defilement. Right, you're going to let him be at the chasana, you're going to let him dance, the chasin, yantif. So again, all these halachas point to the direction that this is not a regular not regular illness. Okay, so that's why Rebbe not only needs the first pasuk, but also needs the second pasuk. What about the opposite? Because of Rechwad of Esiv HaKod, if I would have only had the second pasuk of Nigei Batim, Hava Amina Hani In Delav Tuma Du Gufei, I would have thought there you could delay it, because that is a different, or lower, at least different kind of Tuma. It's not a Tuma Hayote Migufo. Nigei Batim is not a Tuma from you, it's on your house. Even clothing, you could say, is an extension of you. But your house, Nigei Batim, so that is Lav Tuma Tegufei, so it might have different halachas. Avot Tuma Tegufei, Eima Mechzachazi Lei Tzricha. But Tuma of a Guf, you might think that you have more of an achrayas to see it right away. Tzricha, that's why you even have the first puzzle to teach me, no, any type of Tuma can be delayed. Period. Amar mar. So let's go back to what we said before. So the first drasha was Ubiyom Heira Ospo, on the day that he sees it, that he's allowed to delay. So the Mishnah had said, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, whether you're allowed to delay, whether you're allowed to look at it on Yaltif, that's how we got into this whole discussion. So Amar mar, Yeshom Sha'ata Roebo, Yeshom Sha'ata Roebo. Some days you look at a gun, and some days you don't look at the gun. Right? And we discussed the examples. My mashma, where do you see from the pasuk Ubiyom Heira Ospo? What's extra about that? Where do you see from that pasuk that you're allowed to delay? Amar Abaya, Im Kain, Lichtov Rachmana Bayom. The Torah should have just written Bayom Heira Ospo without the Vav. My ubayom shmamina yesha yom shata roabo yeshom sheyda roabo. So Abaye says it's the vav that's extra. The vav teaches me this halacha. Rava amar, more than that. Kula kra yaseiri, the whole pasuk is extra. The imkein lift the rechman ubehira os. The Bible should have skipped the whole word ubayom. Just say ubehira os when he sees my ubayom. What's that extra word? Shvamina yeshom shata roabo yeshom sheyeta roabo. So there's an extra whole extra word, says Rava. The Abaya, said, no. The word is not extra. That word, the word Bayom teaches me that you're only allowed to see Nigay Batim, Nigayim, any Nigayim, by day and not by night. So only the Vav is extra. The Rava says, no, the whole word is extra. Why? Because you know that from another Pasuk. Bayom Velo Balayla Minole, Nafkale, Milochol Mare, Inia Kohen. From everything that the Kohen sees, obviously, you can only see during the daytime. So you know that from that Pasuk, so the whole word is extra. The Abaya, says, no. That pasuk is teaching me something else. Homi baylei lima'utei suma ba'achas me'enav. Somebody who's blind in one eye, a kohen who is blind in one eye, is not allowed to look at nega'im. So that's what you learn from that pasuk. So again, you need this pasuk of ubayom to teach me b'yom v'ovalayla. V'rava nami baylei lahachi. Doesn't Rava also need that pasuk to teach me suma ba'achas me'enav? So Gemara says in achinami, you're right. So what does he use b'yom v'ovalayla for? Which forces him to say only the vav is extra? Nafgalei, from a different pasuk, he learns it. Mikenega nira li babayis, li v'lo la'ori. A nega appears to me in the house, to me and not to my ori, not to my light. I mean, even if you have a lamp, if you have a torch that you can see at night with, the Xeris Akasav, you're only allowed to see Nige Batim by day. It has to be actual Re'iya from the eyes of the Kohen. The Shmas Yaakov has a tshuva, I think we quoted before, about glasses. Can a Kohen wear glasses when he sees Nige Batim? And he relates it to a Kohen wear, to a Kane Balkore, read the Torah with glasses. Right, all these halachas that require re'iyah, so the poskim are mako, that glasses are not considered a hefsik, a chatzitza, with different kind of re'iyah. They just help you and they're batel to you. Just like you're allowed to wear glasses outside without an eruv, because they're batel to you. They're not considered a separate entity. So that's what you learn out from the pasuk. That has to be li v'lola ori. The Abaye says, no, imayasam, if you would have only had that pasuk, hava aminanimi lutuma delava gufe, I might have limited it and said, only nige batim might have a limit that you only see those by day. Aval tuma de gufe, afilu l'oranami, but tuma de gufe might be more chomer, you might have a chiv to see those sooner. Kamashla, that's what you have, arn pasuk of ubayome ra'ospo, and therefore according to Abaye, only the vav is extra, even though according to Rava, the whole word was extra. Adkan, talking about Tumas Aras. Okay, now we go back to Inyanim of Yantif. Vod Amar Rabbi Meir. Malakit Adam Atzmos Aviv V'imo Mibreish Simcha Hila. You know, there's a mitzvah of Kvuras Hameis. There is also a concept called Likurat Samos. Likurat Samos means, let's say, one's relative was buried in Galus, and they want to move the body to Eretz Yisrael at a later point in life, or they want to move it to Kever Avosav because it was buried in a place that was not the highest level of Kavod. So that is called Likurat Samos. We'll get to certain halachas of Likurat Samos. But Rameyer says you're allowed to do Likurat Samos on Yontif, on Chol HaMoed. Why? Because it's a simcha. Rashi says it's a simcha to put the relative in the kever avosav. So a person has a, you know, obviously it's a sad, but it's a simcha, and therefore one is allowed to do it. Rabbi Yossi Omer Eivel Hulo. No way. Rabbi Yossi, and this is what we paskin. No, you're not allowed to do it. It's Eivel. It's Avelus. We're going to see. You're going to have to be knowing Avelus that day. So therefore, one is not allowed to do Likurat Samos. Again, in general, one is only allowed to do Likurat Samos Litzarech, for Litzarech, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Hilchas Avelis, in Shin Sama Gimel, Ein Mefanin Ameis Vaha Atzamos, when it's not allowed to move, Ameis is Aser Bana, it's Aser B'Ziza, you're not allowed to move it. Lomi Kever Mechubad, Lekever Mechubad, you can't move it from one nice Kever to another, similar nice Kever, Lomi Kever Bazi, Lekever Bazi, Lomi Bazi, Lomechubad, Veitzarech Lomi Mechubad Bazi, you can't move it, even to a little nicer Kever. That's not a reason enough to be able to do Likurat Samos. Ubetok shelo, afilu b'mechuba l'bazui mutter, if it's within the same place, same graves, then mutter. Sha'arev la'adav she'enoach eitzel avosav. V'chein kedei l'kavro be'eretz Yisrael. Mutter. to move it to go be buried in Eretz Yisrael. So, if you buried there in the first place with Das and Tanai to move it eventually to a different spot, then it can be moved. Also, if you're worried that it's a dangerous place, it's worried about people trying to dig it up, so then also one is allowed to do it. And he quotes in this halacha, so as you've seen, that they put a little dirt of Eretz Yisrael when they bury in Galus, that's the Ramah right here, in the halacha of Likud Atzamos. What's the Isser based on Likud Atzamos? So it's not just Isser Hana. Let's say you're not getting Hana. You're just doing it for the Niftar. So the Taz and the Shach both say here in Shit Samach Gimel, Hatam de Bilbul Kashalahem. Being Mevalbel the bones is Kashe, Shem Misyarin Miyom Hadin. Vizekhar Ladavar Yashanti Az Yanuachli. Yashanti, once I was sleeping in a larger understanding, I was sleeping in the Yishene Afar sense. So then, Yanuachli, then it was, I had Menucha. So again, that is what is the prayer. And the Shach quotes the pasuk by Shmuel. When Shmuel Hanavi was brought back from the dead by Shaul at the end of Shmuel Aleph to ask, what's gonna be with my war tomorrow? Am I gonna live or not? So Shmuel, there he didn't actually move the bones, but he moved the neshama. So Shmuel says, Lama hir gars tani lalos. What are you doing to me? Will you margiz me? He was upset. So the Shach also quotes that here. That's like a mock one of the makaras for the Isser of Likud Atzamos is that pasuk by Shmuel. Okay, that is a discussion of Likud Atzamos. So the Mishnah here mentions father and mother. So what is that? Dafka? Is that lav dafka? So the Meiri here quotes two opinions about Likud Atzamos. He says l'rov mafarshim ra'isi. And we're going to see in the Gemara in a minute that there's Avelos Yom Echad, the day of Likud Atzamos, then the relatives are Noheg Avelos that day, at least to an extent. So the Rov Mefarshim Ra'isi Shlonomar Avelos Yom Echad Akriya Likud Atzamos El La'Avaim. Most Mefarshim says the Meiri holds that it only applies to a parent. Only to a parent. But there's no heter of Likud Atzamos, and there's no maybe niyug of Likud Atzamos by other relatives. Umikal Makom, but he quotes an Eval Rabasi that is Kol Shekaran Alav Bashas Misa Korei Bashas Likud. No, it's anybody, any relative that you mourn for, then you're Noheg, the dinim of Likud Atzamos. So it's a machlokas whether the Mishnah is Dafka or Lav Dafka. In the next line, next paragraph, he quotes something interesting that relates to this Mishnah, and then he says Likud Atzamos Zeh B'Shel Avaim. Ein roi sheya'ase al yedei haben atzmo. The child themselves should not do the Likud Atzamos. They should have somebody do it for them. Kedei shelo yiyu atzmos aviv bizuyin alav. So that it doesn't appear like you're being mevaz of the bones. Maybe it's based on the Mishnah we had back in Maseches Psachim, where we spoke about Chizkiyo was megarer atzmos aviv, in order to help his father Russia get a kapara. So it's shloi atzmos aviv bizuyim alav. So that's why the Meiri said it's better not to do it himself. I was looking around, I was trying to see if anybody quoted this Meiri. I did not find it, but I'm guessing that this might be one of the makoros why generally the minog is that avelim don't help bury at a kvura. At a kvura generally the avelim are not don't help the shoveling. Everybody else, you would think that it's the greatest mitzvah in the world. So again, the reason given, and it might be connected to this Meiri, so it doesn't appear like, okay, enough already, okay, yeah, like the child putting the father, burying, it's a little bizarre, it smacks a little bit, even though it's a great mitzvah, it smacks a little bit of, now it's your time, and I'm being mevaza a little bit. So that's where the minhag might have come from, this idea, like the Meiri says right here, Likud Atzamos shouldn't be done by a child, so maybe that extends to all of Elim, and that's where the makor comes from, that kvura, Bizman Hazeh is generally not done by an Avil himself. Okay, so now we get back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah has a machlokas tanaim, whether Likud Atzamos is done can be done on Chalamoid. So we'll get back to a point on the Mishnah after we do a little Gemara. Lo ya'ara adam al meso, a person is allowed to be ma'orer. We're going to see that means hiring out special maspidim and maspidos. But lo yaspidenu kodem lego shloshim yom. You can't give regular espedim within 30 days of Yontif. We'll get to why in the Gemara. Within 30 days of Yontif, you're not supposed to give regular espedim. Where it talks about in terms of being sad on Yontif, that is a discussion. The question that is asked by the Achronim, the Beis Ephraim and others, is that Shmuel Hanavi, talking about Shmuel again. Pasuk says that Shmuel Hanavi was Niftar. We have a Masorah that he was Niftar on, when was he Niftar? Chavches Nisan. Chavches Nisan. Some circles known as Yom Yerushalayim. But Chavches Nisan, that was his Yom HaPtira. Right, he's buried in Yerushalayim, according to some, if Nevi Shmuel, yeah? Sorry, Chavches Iyar. So that's very close to Shavuos. So what do you mean? You can't have a space. It says that B'nai Yisrael gave big kaspedim for him. So a week and a half before Shavuos, Chavches Iyar. Sorry, thank you. So the base of Ephraim has a couple of answers. Number one, he says, maybe because Avilus Rabbim is different. Maybe the Gadol Ador, Shmuel HaNavi. Shmuel HaNavi, you could understand that there are separate rules for Shmuel HaNavi. Number two, other answers given is that we'll see that maybe the whole halacha of Shloshim Yom is based on Shol and Vidarshim, that there were already 30 days before a Yantif. You're already in the mood of the Yantif, and you know it's already started, so to speak. So some posts can say, the Gra says that it doesn't apply to Shavuos. Only Pesach and Sukkot, you have so many halachas. Shavuos, one of the answers we gave at the end of Maseches Megillah. So maybe Shavuos doesn't apply to Shavuos. So maybe that's why it's allowed. Third answer given, others suggest, is that maybe it only applies to relatives. Because relatives are going to be so affected by the Hespedim, so that's why their Yantav is going to be different. Mashenkin, Kol Yisrael, they're not related to Shmuel HaNavi. Obviously they feel it, but that is a discussion. Shmuel HaNavi, Chavches Iyar, how is it that Kol Beis Yisrael were Maspedim, as it says in the Pasuk, in Shmuel. Okay, let's continue. Well, so you're not allowed to do that within 30 days of the Yantif. Gemara. V'raminu, is it really true that this is Machlokas Tanam about Likarat Samos? And according to Rabbi Meir, it's Simcha. V'raminu, Hamalakit Atzmos of the Imo, Harizem is Abil Aleim Kol Hayom. Likarat Samos, sorry, it's Malakit Atzmos of the Imo, so then they do, they have Avelos one day. One day Avelos. Ula Erev Ein Mis Abil Aleihen. But at night, there's no more Avelos. It's one day of Avelos, whatever day that is. This is an Avelos midrabanan. Even though by real Avelos, by regular Avelos, is a three-way machlokas we've shown him. What is the regular mitzvah? Is there a mitzvah daraisa of Avelos in general? So that is a three-way machlokas. The Rambam and the Rif Paskin that Avelos Yom Rishon is daraisa. Just the first day, as long as the first day was Yom HaMisa and Yom HaKvura. The death and the burial happened on the same day, that's Avelos daraisa, according to the Rambam and the Rif. If not, then there's no Avelos daraisa. Tosfos, Bali Tosfos all over, say that there's no such thing as Avelos daraisa. All Avelos is Darabanan. Aninus might be something different, but the Bali Tosfos say all Avelos is Darabanan, and there's a minority of some Gaonim that hold maybe all Avelos is daraisa. Because you look in Parshas Vayechi, it says the brothers sat Shiva for Yaakov Avinu, for seven it says they sat Shiva. Shivas Yamim. So the other Rishonim have to explain that that's not a mukkar for us. Nitna Torah and Ischacha Halacha. Even though it says that in the Torah, one does not we do not learn halacha from there. But either way, that's a machlokas by regular avelos. This avelos of Likarat Samos is for sure midrabanan. Chazal say, you know, if this is what is happening to a relative, so one should be noeg avelos that day. It might not be regular avelos. We might not have the dinim of shiva or ni'ilas asandol. The Nemuki Yosef here discusses it. Not all avelos applies, but Shulchan Aruch discusses exactly which parts of avelos applies. There is a discussion the Rush has here. The Rush quotes from Evel Rabasi that Likarat Samos Eino Ela Yom Echad Lefichach Ein Malaktin Osan Im Chashecha. The Evel Rabasi says one shouldn't do Likarat Samos late in the day because then you're hardly going to have any Avelos. And it's a Bizayin. You're supposed to have Avelos if this is what's happening. And because you're going to lose out on the Avelos, Likarat Samos should not be done late in the day. That is what the Rush quotes. And therefore, that's the Rush. The Achronim, though, asked, though, if that's true that the Evel Rabasi says you can't do it late in the day, say, how could Rabbi Meir say you can do it on Chol HaMoed? There's no Avelos at all. Is that even worse? You mafkia the whole Avelos. So the Achronim suggests, I saw in the Birei Adaf, no, he quotes Ab Achronim, that it's, no, it's better. On a day that is shaykh to have Avelos, and you're ruining it, you're not having it, so that's a bizayon, that's inappropriate, that shouldn't be done. But on a day that's mufka from Avelos, you're not chayvin at all, there's a p'tur, so maybe that's not as bad. It's only, the Evel Rabasi only means with David the shaykh to have Avelos, and you don't have it, that's where the bizayon is, but on a Chol HaMoed, it's mufka, so therefore it's not a problem. Only, we'll get to that. Well, that's assuming that there's some space in between. Is the Avelos that they have the Likud or the Kfur? Is there a Ninus in between? We'll see in a minute. So let's just first read the Gemara. So the Gemara asks the Stira. How could Rabbi Meir say it's a Simcha of Raminu? You do Avelos on the day of Likud Atzamos. Ula Erevim Asabolim, but not at night. You see, it's not a Simcha, it's Avelos. How could Rabbi Meir allow it? It's Avelos. Such a feeling. V'yomer Rav Chizda even as Afilut Tsruin Lo Besadino. Even if the bones are not buried yet. So is Rav Chizda a Kula or a Chumra? unclear exactly what he means. Tosis quotes 2 days. Bottom Tosis first quotes. Maybe it means, I feel sure in Lopez Adino, right? Even if it's Sorbis Adino already, that night already, that's it, it's finished. Even if it's not reburied yet, the Avelis is over. That's Tosis' first day. But the second day is no. Is that as long as Surin Lobis Adino, even a few days, you have to be Misabel. And the din of Ada Erev does not apply until there's the reburial. So Rav Chisda can be understood as a Kula or as a Chumra. Either way, that's the end of the question. How could Rabbi Meir say it's a Simcha if there is Avelus? Amar Abaya, one more line. Eima Bebnesha Simchas Haregel Olav. No. Abaya said he doesn't mean it's a Simcha per se. Absolute. He means it relative. If you're doing it on Yontif, the Simchas Yontif would override and be Doche, the feeling of Avelus. It's a love. Simchas Regal, a love, and therefore we don't have to worry about those feelings and of ruining the Simchas Yontif. Yeah.
So why can't Rabbi Meir argue
in
that
Braisa? You're right. In a Chinami, he could have. But there's no, we could have said that's according, the Gemara doesn't quote it, that, there's no, Manda Amar there, Maseches Mafas, there's no opinion. The Gemara always tries to try to be Mashlim, make Shalom according to, could have said as Machlokas, yeah.
Shalom in the Mishnah.
Right, there's no Shalom in the Mishnah, right.
So is there a Velus according to
Rabbi? On Chalamoid, there's no Velus. On Chalamoid, there's no Avelis. It sounds like there is Avelis on a weekday. On a weekday, if you do it. But on Chalamoid, there is no Avelis. There is a discussion also in the Rush, in Perek Gimel. I said when we get up to the third Perek, we're going to be doing a lot of Rush. The Rush is, that's the all source of all of Hilchas Avelis, is the 100 Simanim in the Rush in Perek Gimel. So the Rush there has a Machlokas with his Rebbe. He quotes the Maharam Rutenberg, who says, is there a Ninus by Likud HaTzamos? Is there a Ninus between the removing of the bones before the reburial? So he quotes the Marami Rutenberg, and that says yes, there is Hilchas Aninus. The Kolzman Shalom Nikbar Chal of Din Aninus Lesar Bachilas Baser Vishdias Yayin V'Yachar She Nikbar Aser Kol Hayom B'Neilas Hasando V'Tashma Shemita U'Berechitza B'Tispares U'Larev Mutar B'Kulon. That's the Maharam, and the Rush argues, I guess Lachora, even if it's a take a Derech Israel, right? You have a lot of hours in between. The Rush argues Miyum Kachaya Maisa Tamiani. So lama hayalol the kroach hashakar b'shas kvar b'shas ayeush. You already did kriya beforehand. This isn't the regular halacha should apply. Halishna mashman. You also have the brisa that says that the kol oso hayom. You have avelus. That sounds like the miyad b'shas lika that samos chal lav avelus. The tani malakid ath was aviv harim misabel olayin kol oso hayom. So the Rush argues with the Maharam. The Rush thinks that there is no aninus by lika that samos. There is only avelus. It's machlokas rishon. Okay. Amar Abaya. Lo Yara Almeso. So one shouldn't be Ma'arer Almeso. What does that mean? My Lo Yara Almeso shouldn't be Ma'arer within 30 days of a Yantif. Amar Rav Kad Hadar Savdana B'Ma'arava. When the Maspidim used to come in Eretz Yisrael, Amri, they used to go around to people and tell them, Yivkuni Me Kamre Liba. Anybody who is brokenhearted, come cry with us. Come cry on this niftar. So that shouldn't be done within 30 days of Yantif. Why 30 days? Two answers given in the Gemara. Amar Rav Kahana, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. First answer is because of a story. A person once gathered money before Pesach. He was getting his money ready in order to use to be Ola Regel. It was a big trip. It cost a lot of money. So he's getting his money ready. And there was a collector coming around, a Saftan, a eulogizer who knocked on the door. And he wasn't home. His wife answered the door. You know, I need some funds. Can you help me out? And his wife took the money that was designated for Aliyah Regel and gave it to this a collector of stock up. Because of that, he didn't have enough money to be Ola Regel, and he didn't. He wasn't Ola Regel. At that time, Amru, the Chazal said, no more has paid them within 30 days of Yontif. We want people to be able to be Ola Regel, and therefore not allowed. The Ritva adds here that why dafka 30 days? Because that's generally when people start getting their money ready. You know, after Purim, that's when we start thinking about Pesach and collecting money for the for that time period. One answer.
The fact that he was, I guess, at this
time of year, maybe cost a lot of money. A Saftan maybe was a big expense, not just any tzedakah. Ushmol Amar, Levish Eina Mace Meshachim in Alev, Shloshim Yom. Shmol gives a different reason because within 30 days, a mace is not Nishkach Min Alev for 30 days, and therefore before within 30 days it's going to affect your Yantif, and that's why it shouldn't be done. May Benayu, what's enough Kamina between the two answers? Ika Benayu to Ka'avid Bechinam, a Safton that works for free. Safton that works for free, no problem with answer number one. Yes, problem according to answer number two. Yeah. Oh, ask the Ritva. Why doesn't it say Bisman Azet? Why doesn't it say Bisman Azet? That's also an Afkamina. There's no Alila Regel. We discussed whether there's a Kiyim of Alila Regel Bisman Azet. But generally, there is no Alila Regel Bisman Azet. So why doesn't the Gemara give that answer? So the Ritva says two answers. Number one, Inachinami, the Lab Dafkoli Regalim, Elohua Dishabachisim Osl Sarcha Regel. Number one answer is that, no, it doesn't really mean Ola Regel Beferish, it just means needs of the Regel. We want you to have enough money for all your Yantif needs. So therefore it applies even Bisman Azeh. Second answer, V'od, to Kol Gzeirish, it goes from Chachamim B'Makoma Omedes, Avabisha Batalatam, Achiyamad Besim V'Yavatel. Even if a reason does not apply, Bisman Azeh does not change it. So therefore, that's the second reason. You need Godly Man of Bechachmo Vominion, and even though the reason doesn't apply anymore, the Halacha, even if that's the reason, would still apply. Even if the reason is for Alil Regel, Bisman Azeh, even though the Metzias doesn't apply anymore, the reason, even though the reason does not apply anymore, the halacha would not change. That's the Ritva on why it doesn't say Bisman Hazeh. Again, there's a third reason given in the Rishonim here, the Rashba quotes it, and that is because of the Shloshim Yom Lefnei Achag idea. Within 30 days, it's already quasi into the Yontifs, therefore it's inappropriate to have full Hespedim. We generally don't hold to this. We assume like, you know, Yontif is hard enough. Yeah, the Nisan they discuss, but before before other Yomim Tovim, generally Hespedim are given. Yosef Engel notes something that might have been bothering you, and that is, a mace is not mishtakech until after 30 days. There's another Gemara in Brachas. Yud Beis Chodesh. We discussed that Parsha Zachar. That's why we have Parsha Zachar once every 12 months. That's why we have a yard side. So once every 12 months, we remember. So what do you mean 30 days? It's just 12. The Gemara in Brachas Nunches says, Ein mace mishtakech la'alacha Yud Beis Chodesh. V'tzorach iyun ksas. He says, it's a little tzarech iyun. Damailo amar gam kan, Cain. The time of the Masih is Mishim Hachi. Why didn't it say the same thing here? And why 30 days? If it's a year, why didn't it say 30 days? Because within 30 days is the only time you have to think about Yantif. If it's 2 months earlier, you don't have to do something 2 months before to think about Yantif. Just like be your chametz. You don't have to be mevar your chametz if you're leaving more than a month before. So Barak, tok lamid lo Yantif, tekfar chalav chi of Yantif alav. That's weird. So he says tzarech iyun ksas. He doesn't answer it. Rav Yashiv says in his Sefer, he says maybe there are different levels of Tsar. The Tsar of Shloshim and the Tsar of Yud Beis Chodesh. So only the Tsar of Shloshim, he's Dargos Tsar. It's one line. So within Shloshim, that's the level of Tsar that is being precluded here. But again, Chinami, the Gemaras aren't so Tsar. There are different levels that are forgotten at every point. Okay, let's continue. Next Mishnah. Ein chofrin kuchin ukvaros b'moed. One is not allowed to dig kuchin ukvaros, two types of burial plots. A kuchin, if the olden days, they used to have a whole burial area. Let's say a cave. A cave and different areas, different cavities on the side of the cave where they used to put the bodies. So that's a kuch. And kfaris, also kfaris, burial plots b'moed. You're not allowed to dig them on chol ha'moed because it's tircha yaseira, and it should not be done. What kind of case are we talking about? So Rashi here says, Stam, you're digging. Obviously, there's no need. If there's a mace in front of you that needs to be buried, you bury. That's what Tosa says here. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about something less than that. There's no mace that's in front of you that needs a burial. So Rashi here says, it means you're just burying for general usage. And the Chiddush is, the Nemuki Yosef here explains Rashi, even though these might be used on Yontif, these might be used on the Moed. You don't know. You're just burying them. You're digging them Stam. But still, one is not allowed to do that. That is Shitas Rashi. The Rif, right here, when he quotes this Halacha, he says, you're not allowed to do it when you're digging for after the Moed. When you're doing it for after the Moed, that's when you're not allowed to do it. And the Baal Amar asks on the Rif, what's the Chiddush of that? Of course you're not allowed to do it for after the Moed. The only Heter you're allowed to do any kind of Tirch is Lassarach HaMoed. So the Baal Amar doesn't know what the Rif is talking about. How could you say, the Rif says on Gimel Amad Beis, Lehi Kavar by Nachar HaMoed, says the Baal Amar on Gimel Amad Aleph, says, how could he, Pshita, what's the Chiddush? Ani Tmeim Izeh, Veheichem Atzinu, Shehutra Melechas HaMoed, Bishem Tzarech Lachar HaMoed. So the Baal Amar argues, in the Milchamas, the Ramban, Kedarko Bakodesh defends the rift, and he tama alamatvian. He's matama amatama on him. He says, what do you mean? We find some types of cases, Sarche Rabim. Sarche Rabim could be done sometimes. We had it before, for after the Bawit. This is Sarche Rabim. Either way, it's a machlokes. What exactly is the case here? But again, as I said, if there is a Vadei Mace, that's what Tosa says on the fourth skinny line, Avalitzarach Hamace, Shemace Kfar, Mutzer Afilu B'Yantav Sheni. Even on Yantav Sheni, it's mutter. We've had to do certain needs. Surely on Chol HaMoed. So that's what it says. You're not allowed to dig these on Chol HaMoed.
I think the reason you need to do that, I'm just looking for a reason to do that, the reason to do that is that someone might die today if you have to have a hit.
Right, so somebody might die in a chinamis. That's kind of what Rashi said. That is generally, it might be used today, next time, but if the Rif says you're dafka doing it for after. Interesting diuk that the Achronim have, because there is a Rama. There's a Rama in Simin. Let me find the Simin. I went up to the wrong place here. The Rama writes in Simin Shin Lamites. Shin Lamites Nachas Avelus. That generally, are you allowed to pre-dig a kever for somebody? Pre-dig a kever? Good question. A goseis or a nothing? So you're allowed to pre-dig a kever. So the Rama writes in Shin Lamites. No, Rama says it should not be done. The Yesh Omrim, De'ein Chotzvin Lo Kever, this is in Hilchas Goseis, Ein Chotzvin Lo Kever, Afalpi She'eno Imo Bebayis, Ad Acher She'yamus, quoting a Rivash, Fa'asr Chlachsov Shum Kever, Lios Pasuach Alamachar, you can never leave a grave open, that's Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, V'chein Asr Ligro, okay, so that's a Rama. That's a Rama, and the Rama seems to say the reason is because by a Goseis, you know, you get a call, if he knows his burial plot is already being prepared, forget it. Forget it. The will to live will vanish very quickly. And that's what the context of the Rama appears that way. Because the next line, he says, V'chein, you're not allowed to do anything that causes the mace to, causes the goseis to die earlier. That is the Rama. The Birkei Yosef in Tavkuf Mem Zion writes, he quotes this Rama, but he says, it seems, what does our Mishnah sound like? Our Mishnah sounds like you're only not allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed. Mashba on a Chol, you're allowed to do it. Oh, so that's his answer. His answer is maybe the difference between digging stam and digging for a specific person. Our Gemara is about stam. It's not for a specific person. That's why it's mutter. You're allowed to dig graves to have them ready. But for a specific person, that's not allowed. Another answer might be for a goseis or not. For a goseis, you're not allowed to. Mashen came when it comes to others.
What happened in the Midbar?
Again, what happened in the Midbar? Well, then they had a decree. They had a decree that they had to go in there. They had to sleep there. There is also others talk about an ayin hara issue. Al tiftach pelos. What if it's for a healthy person? If the only reason is because you're going to cause them to die sooner, that might only apply to a goseis. What about for healthier? He don't want to pre-dig. It's a famous story. I think it's in a tzaddik in our time, Rav Aryeh Levine, that he commanded, he was mitzvah that they should dig his kever beforehand, earlier, because he didn't want. He didn't want people, if he was nifter on a Friday, and people have to be the Chaver Kadisha, the Osik in the Kfura on Friday afternoon, they might not be able to get back for Shabbos. So he wanted them to dig it earlier. And they did, to dig it and to refill it up. To refill it, and he was. And he was Kachave, that he was nifter on a Friday. And that's what he did. That's Rabbi Levine, that's so machpid on his worrying about the future. He said, I can forego the Ayin Hara. I'm mocking on people's covet. You know, our leg, famous story, he takes his wife to the doctor, but that's Rabbi Levine quoted here, but that's this discussion. Can you dig even if, even before the need? Aruch HaShulchan also has a discussion here. Mutter Medina, as long as the chola is not margish, and especially on Erev Shabbos, you have to be very careful. That's what he said. But be careful, because al tiftach peh l'satan. Okay, so you have a lot of these ayin hara al tiftach peh halachas. Besides the fact that's the obvious halacha of not causing any hastening of the sickness if a person finds out about it. Okay, so the Mishnah says you're not allowed to dig these on Chol HaMoed. Avol mechanchin esakuchar b'boi. You're allowed to be mechanich, as we'll see in the Gemara. That means just to shorten or to lengthen. But osa nevreches b'moed, you're allowed to make a nevreches on moed. What's a nevreches? Rashi says it's a pool, brecha shel kofsim, a pool where they used to wash clothes. There's not too much tircha in making that nevreches. V'aron im hameis b'chatzer, and one is allowed to fashion a coffin if the mace is b'chatzer. So there's no maris ayin. Everybody sees why you're doing it. So therefore, it is mutter to do all the needs of the mace if the mace is in the chatzar. Tosfos, a dibur matzlo v'aron, quotes the Yerushalmi, that also if there's a mace mafursum, if there's a famous person, you don't need the famous person to be there, because then everybody knows as well. But a mace mafursum, osin la'aron afilu bashuk, then you can do it anywhere because everybody knows about it. Also, there's no ma'arasai. Rabbi Yehuda Otzer Elam Ken Yishi Monisar. Rabbi Yehuda says, you have to have boards there. You can't have to go and cut new boards in order to use for the yarin. There are boards there, so then one is allowed to act on Chalamoy. My kuchen and my kafaros, what are these two things? Am Rabbi Yehuda, kuchen b'chafir v'kfaros b'bidyin. Kuchen are undergrounds, and kfaros are above ground. Tanya na mihachi, eloi na kuchen, eloi na kfaros, kuchen b'chafir v'kfaros b'bidyin. Aval mechanchen is a kuchen. One is allowed to be mechanich. You can't dig them, but you can be mechanich them. Ketza mechanchen, am Rabbi Yehuda, shem haya aruch mekatzro. If they're too long, you can shorten it. B'matiz atana, marich bo u'marchiv bo. Marich u'marchiv. So maybe what's mechanchen, but mechanchen means that you shape it, then you cut it, then you shorten it, and you lengthen it. It's exactly what we do with our children in chinuch. Right? We have our chinuch, and we're mechanich our children. What do? We have them. We don't change them. We don't build them. We have to shape them. You gotta stretch them out a little bit. You gotta push them a little shorter. You gotta fit them in. You gotta fit them into the Derech Hashem. So that's we're mechanich them in that way. You have to maybe marchiv u'marich. Sometimes we feel the opposite is happening, but we do our best. Yosin Nivrechas, Vechulu. So you make a Nivrechas, a little pool. My Nivrechas, I'm reviewing the Zubakia, a little pool. Batani Nivrechas, Vabakia. We say Nivrechas and Bakia are two different items. Amar Abayevi, Tamer of Kahana, Giha Ubar Giha. A small pool and a big pool. Both of those are allowed to be made on Cholomoi. Ba'arnim Ames Bachatzer, Tanin Allah the Taner Abanan, Osin called Sarche Hames, the Brisa fits into the Mishnah. You're allowed to do all Sarche Hames on Cholomoid, Gozin Lo Sairo, cutting the hair, Umachapsin Lo Ksusa, washing his clothes, Va'osin Lo Aron, and making him an Aron, Menasun Amunusarin Me'er of Yantif, with boards that were cut from Erev Yantif. So you can even do it privately for the Sarech of the mace. It says mechabsin lo ksuso. Does that mean that you bury them in his ksus? We generally have a tachrichin, special begadim that are put on the mace. Either way, but it says maybe you're washing, using something for tachrichin. Maybe it's talus. Maybe washing his talus. This refers to, again, big discussions. Do you bury with a kosher talus or a pasul talus? We'll talk about it. One day. Masnisan. Next mishnah. A nosim nashim b'moed. You can't get married on yontif. Can't get married on chal. Everybody's off chal b'moed. Easy, just get married in Cholom Moed. It's aser. It's aser to get married in Cholom Moed. Lo besulos v'lo amanos. Not first marriages, not second marriages. V'lo miyabmin. You can't even do yibum on Cholom Moed. Mibnei shesimcha hulo. Because it's still a simcha. Yibum is a form of nisuin. And even though it's a zika created by the Torah, but it's still a form of nisuin and is not allowed on Chol HaMoed. Aval machzor hu es grushaso. The only one that you're allowed to do is machzor grushaso. If a person divorces his wife and then he's taken her back, and obviously nobody in between, because then it would be usher to be machzor grushaso. So then one is allowed to, because we assume the simcha is not as great. This is only machzor grushaso min ha nisuin. But min ha erusin, if you never lived with the woman, so then that would also be usher, because that's considered a new simcha. So this might come up if you remember by David HaMelech, as I'll tell us in Mezeches Ksubis, that David HaMelech's soldiers gave a get to their wife before they went out to war, just in case, and then they came back, they got remarried. They got remarried, so that's machzor grushaso. So if they do that, so that will be allowed to be done on Chol HaMoed. V'osa, we'll get back to that in the Gemara. V'osa isha tachshiteh b'moed, a woman that could be, make tachshitim, get dressed up with jewelry in Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo tasod rabbi shenivu hula. There's one thing she's not allowed to do. She's not allowed to smear herself with a type of lime because it's very uncomfortable, and even though the result is that she looks very nice, but at the time it's very uncomfortable and it ruins her own agyantif, her simchas yantif, so she's not allowed to do that. Ha hedyot, tofer kedarkov uman machliv. We'll get back to all this in the Gemara, but the Mishnah just says, a hedyot, let's say just at home, somebody's allowed to sew something up in the normal way, because a hedyot, a non-artisan sewer, doesn't really do it in a professional way, so they can do it as kedarko, v'uman machliv, but a professional must do it in a crooked, uneven manner. Umisargan and Samitos, you're allowed to sew up. The beds used to be held up by strings. You're allowed to hold up the beds. Rabbi Yossi Amar Mimatkin. No, you're allowed to even tighten them. Not just put the strings through, but you're allowed to even tighten the beds. Okay, we'll get back all to all that in the Gemara. Gemara, v'chi simcha hilo mayave. What did it say? You can't get married on Yontif because it's a simcha. What's the problem? Simcha, wonderful. It's a more simcha. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, v'chein Amar Blazer, Amar Boshia, v'amilo Amar Blazer, Amar Chanina. Five different answers in the Gemara. Number one, Lafisha ein ma'arvin, simcha besimcha, famous line, you can't mix simchas. You're right, they're both simchas, but you can't mix simchas, so therefore, you're not allowed to get married on Yontif. The Taz discussed is in Hilchas Chol HaMoed, what about having two weddings at once? Is that ein ma'arvin, simcha besimcha? Is that a problem? So the Taz at the beginning of Tafkuf Mem Vav quotes the Smak, who says, Yesh nisharin, sefer mitzvahs katan. Smak, one of the Rishonim. Shelo lasos sheinei chubas biyom echad. So the Smak says, no two weddings on one day. And he brings a right from a Yerushalmi, from Yaakov Avinu. Mali shavu azos. Right, he couldn't have two separate simchas. Couldn't overlap. But the Taz though argues. The Taz says, no, there's different, because there is same man, two wives. Eimar simcha b'simcha by the same person. The same person can't get married to two women on one day. Getting married and being misameach in the regel, that's one person cannot be misameach too. But for two different couples to get married, you want to save on the expenses? No problem, says the Taz. Beautiful. Whenever somebody got married, they used to go around to a Yasom and Yisoma that also couldn't afford it. They said, come, you know, come join us and make the wedding with us. A beautiful mitzvah to be able to be to marry off people who couldn't afford it with those who can. So then he quotes different nahagim. But that's one issue about Eimar v'simcha b'simcha. I saw in the Biurei Hadaf, he discusses, doesn't come up every day, but he discusses, what about doing Kiddush Levana on Yontif? What about doing Kiddush Levana? That doesn't come up on a lot of most of the days of Yontif, because it's after the 15th. Let's say the first night of Yontif, or Shavuos. Can you do Kiddush Levana? The Ma'arami Panu says, can you do Kiddush Levana? So he quotes, Eimar v'simcha b'simcha. You shouldn't do it on he quotes the Bari Mivhana quotes some that say you shouldn't do it because Kiddush Levana when you're Mavusam, it's maybe Lidei Simcha, and he quotes that that's no raya. By Nisu and it's a wedding, it takes a long time. Kiddush Levana is for a minute. How happy are you by Kiddush Levana? You know, what are you gonna say? You're gonna tell me, he says, the Gemara says that if you're down Vasikin in the morning, then the smile never leaves your face. Frown never leaves your face. So that's you're gonna say you can't daven vasikin on Chol HaMoed because you're so happy on Chol HaMoed. Right, so
what's the gather?
So what's the gather? It has to be a halachic simcha where halacha demands simcha. Right, it's weddings and erusin is allowed because erusin is not simcha. That's more of a kinyan. Are you happy? It's not a question of just being happy. It's halachic simcha where halacha recognizes the simcha. So that's why you don't have to worry about Kiddush Levana. You don't have to worry about daven vasikin. I mentioned in the past when Evanzal was just in the neighborhood, I'll mention a story that he writes in his sefer. In his biography of Shlomo Zalman, says one time when he was younger, he was being a little fooling around. I don't know what it means that Rav Nevanzal would be fooling around, but whatever it means on his level. And Rav Shlomo Zalman walks in and he sees him. So he says to Rav Nevanzal, as a Talmud, he says, you must have davened vasikin to this morning. You must have a vasikin. You seem so happy. You must have a vasikin. Says that was the musar that Shlomo Zalman gave him. He says, oh, right. He says, the chayich never left me. Pume, the Gemara Brachas, Tess, Yud, around there. So he says, that's the musar that he gave. Again, that's why you're allowed to have a vasikin on the Chol HaMoed. Yeah. Hachnasa Zevet, that's a big discussion. Hachnasa Zevet Torah, I saw it. There's a bunch of makaris about that. What part of Hachnasa Zevet Torah? What about writing it? Is that a Dover Ha'avid? Can you do it afterwards? Just the malacha aspects of it. That's a big discussion about Hachnasa Zevet Torah on Chol HaMoed. But again, Kiddush Levana, Tosfos here on the bottom discusses Bris Mila and Pidyon HaBen. Obviously, the Bris has to be done on whenever, the eighth day. What about the Suda? Suda's Bris Mila, four lines from the bottom. Mutu lasa b'chol HaMoed. Tosfos quotes Leka Simcha. Why Leka Simcha? The same reason he quotes that the Gemara says you don't say Shah Simcha b'mono by a Bris. Why? Because Sarah's Yanuka. So Yanuka, the baby's in pain, or that might not even be literally, but just the nature of the event is not a pure Simcha event. So therefore, you're allowed to have the Simchas Pidyona, Simchas Bris Mila. He quotes Pidyona Ben Sarachiyun. He's not so sure about Pidyona Ben. At the end, he says maybe it's only Simchas Nisuin. That's different than everything else. But that is a big discussion. All of these are big discussions in the post. That is all number one. Ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. I'm sorry. Erusin is allowed in Chol HaMoed. The Kenyan Kenyan on Chol HaMoed. What? So you're allowed to Erusin.
I said that
this, but he goes out for the business on Chol HaMoed. So maybe no. Yeah, the Gemara we're gonna have later. Shemi Kedmenu Acher. Right, we're going to have that. We're going to have that. We're going to have that soon. I think it's coming up. Right, it's coming up. Shemi kamenu acher. Okay, number two. Rabbi Bar Huna Amar Bnei Miniach Simchas Arega Vosim Simchas Ishto. Not that you can't have two at once, but your simcha in your wife is going to minimize the simcha that you're supposed to have in the regel. The first answer was even if you could have both, you shouldn't have it. The second one is that no, it minimizes it. Amar Leibayler of Yosef Hoder Rabbi Bar Huna Deravu. Really, this idea is Rab, but really it's based on a pasuk. The Amar of Daniel Bar Katina Amar Rabbi Nainshi Enosim Noshem Amoed. How do you can't get married on Yontif? Shneamar V'Samachta B'Chagecha V'Lo B'Ishtecha. Right, you should be happy in your yantif and not in your wife. So it's based on a pasuk. Tosva says in Tosva Bechagecha, it's an ikur drasha. It's not just an asmachta. It's an ikur drasha. And the Gilan Hashas quotes a Tosfos there, which we'll do in a minute. Ula Amar Rebnei HaTorah. Ula says no. It's because of the tirchas. There's so many tirchas making a wedding. So you don't want to do it on yantif. Right? You don't want to have such tirchas on Cholamoi. Rav Yitzchak Nafra Amar Rebnei Bitzel Piri of Arivya. Bitzel Piri of Arivya. What does that mean? If I know I could do a wedding on yantif, so I want to save some money, so I'm going to have a suda today, a suda then, you know what? I'll push it off a few weeks and then get married on a yantif. To kill two suitors with one stone, and therefore Chazal didn't want you to delay Bitul Piri Verivya. And even if you have children, Tosfos Rosh says, even if one has children already, still Lasheves Mitzvah to have more children. So therefore, we don't want that delay. It's a big discussion. What about Purim? Could you get married on Purim? So Shulchan Aruch says yes. We have to go backwards. The Rashba was asked this question: could you get married on Purim? So the Rashba quotes Tshuva Mistaver Shuhu Mutter in Gimel Reishayin Vav the Samachta Bechagecha Ksiv. Purim mutter, Purim's not a chag, according to that reason. And then he says there's only one day. A person won't be, you won't wait, just Purim one day. He's makel by Purim. It used to be in the olden days, where Shlomo Zalman got married on Purim Friday. Purim Friday, so you had one big suda with Friday, Shabbos, again, at a time when you never had a lot of money, sometimes you didn't have a big suda during the week, only Shabbos. So you have to put it all together. So you do Purim and Friday and Shabbos have one big Suda. Tosfos, the Gilan HaShas here, and this will finish, the Gilan HaShas here quotes the Tosfos and Ksubis, Daf Mem Zayin, which we mentioned in another context. Tosfos there is trying to come up with a case of getting married by an Amma. When does she not work? So Tosfos discusses maybe the marriage took place during Tosefes Yontif. During Tosefes Yontif. So the Gemara, Tosfos there said, what about Ema Arvin Simcha B'Simcha? That's the Tosfos the Gilan HaShas quotes. Because maybe you got Avagadomer b'moed katan da'avi mida oraisa, even though im arvin simcha b'simcha, you're not allowed to get married on yantiv. Ikal meimer da'acha arisha achas lefnei yantiv. It's Tosefes yantiv. Im arvin simcha b'simcha does not apply in Tosefes yantiv. Then Tosfos gives another answer, another way to get out of it. But the Achronim quote these 2 days in Tosfos is the machlokas had to understand Tosefes yantiv. 2 days is whether Ein Ma'arvin applies to Tosefes Yontif. Is Tosefes Yontif just an Isser Malacha, or is it no that the Yontif has started earlier? Nafkamina will dinim of Yontif, like Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, apply. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we'll continue. Moed Katan gets to the third parak, has a lot of halacha and a lot of stories. That's the third parak. We're not there yet.